Mosley, your reaction to tonight's game?
Ultimately one of disappointment. Tough game. You know, I think it had it was probably an exciting one for the neutrals. A lot of goals, a sending off, and you know, a couple of good goals. It was blood and thunder. Everything you expect a top of the table clash to be, but ultimately one of disappointment because we come out on the losing side. And you know, I think their experience showed today. I think we were naive at times. You know, they exploited a couple of areas where we showed a little bit of weakness at times, which is, you know, we haven't done usually, but we showed a bit of weakness at times, and an experienced side like that picked up on it and used it quite well effectively. So, you know, we need to learn from that. Like I said, we're a group. We're always striving to improve, and we've been taught a couple of lessons tonight. We've got to make sure that we learn them lessons. We've got to suck it up. You know, it's hurting now. We've got to, you know, drink it up. And use it as fuel to make us better. That's always what we've done. You know, this group usually reacts quickly. You know, I wish we'd got the 3 points today. We haven't, because then I could have stood here and said that, you know, what a tough week it's been, you know, to have 3 away trips. You know, Weymouth to Hemel on the Tuesday, then to Braintree, and then to here on a Wednesday, you know. So 3 away travels. You know, this league sort of seems to have not many games and then a cluster of games. And, you know, I've got lads getting off work early and things like that. But look, I'm only making an excuse now. So that's why I was hoping I'd win, so I could make that point. But we haven't, and it's only excuses, and we don't make excuses. So, look, we've come up short in a couple of areas and been punished for it tonight. On the whole, we cause them some problems. They cause us some problems. We're not, I think, between the two games, we're not a million miles away. They're tight affairs. But ultimately, we've lost to really their aerial threat. You know, I think most of the goals were headers, weren't they? So disappointing from our things, but like I said, we're going to have to learn the lessons and move on quickly.
You've pushed them very close twice now, and you had half an hour there with an extra man where you put a lot of pressure on them and didn't get too many chances.
Yeah, unfortunately we were lacking that little bit of quality. Again, obviously attacking this half, it's sort of quite a bumpy, you know, you can see the way the pitch is cut up there. So, you know, the final cross, the final shot, it was bobbling, it was better, you know, it's sticky, it was just, you couldn't get any kind of quality technique into your final bit, which ultimately put a stop to any of our attacks. And, you know, we were attacking, but we, you know, like I said, look, some experienced team there, organised themselves well, they plugged their holes well, and you know, they put crosses in our box, we didn't deal with them, we put crosses in their box and they dealt with them. And ultimately it's a game of how you do in both boxes, and you know, the team that done better in both boxes won the game tonight.
Phenomenal goal from Sean Hobson.
Yeah, Sean's got that in him. You know, we try and encourage our centre halves to be adventurous, and you know, he certainly was there. You know, dropped a shoulder, worked an angle, and got a good shot, dipping, rasping shot in as well. And we needed it, because I felt we started slow. You know, they obviously attacked that slope well, and you know, they started with a better intensity about them, and we were a bit rabbit in the headlights for a little bit. And you know, we grew into the game. The goals certainly settled us down, and then I felt like, you know, we looked a threat, and felt that we started to get a bit of a foothold in the game, and started to, or at least put our game onto them a little bit more, because I felt we were very submissive, you know, first 15, 20 minutes, and it took us a while to go and show what we're about a little bit, which was again, you know, another area that we need to improve on.
It was an incredible first half, and you led almost into half time. That must be disappointing, once to take the lead and not get through to the interval.
Yeah, definitely, and a key time that you got to switch on and be ready. It's not just that first ball you got to defend, it's the second and third ball, which haven't do so well. They keep it alive, they make you defend it, and they get bodies around it. You know, we knew about that, we just didn't deal with it well enough, and you know, ultimately that'll fall on my head that we haven't dealt with that. So you know, we'll take this one on the chin. You know, nothing's won or lost here today. I think we've got 12 games left now, so we've got, you know, 12 rounds of football, and a big prize at the end of it if we perform in them games. So we're going to have to rest up. Like I said, you know, 3 away trips for us in 8 days isn't ideal. I'm not sure how we've ended up being that. They haven't been very, very kind to us. We're on that, you know, the 2 away games called off with nothing, not our fault. You know, our pitch has stood up well to everything, you know, and we've been punished for that. We're now going to travel. So, you know, my boys have battled hard, and they've been, you know, we're patched up at the moment, we've got illnesses and injuries, you know, all over the place. So and they're still out there grafting and fighting, so I'm proud of my team. I always will be. And, you know, they're showing the fight. A little bit of lack of naivety, maybe a little bit of tiredness in the mind, you know, and they can be forgiven because these boys are working hard every day in their jobs and then having to train and then leave and then do, you know, a lot of hours in the car, on the coach, you know. So, you know, we will lick our wounds and come back out fighting.
It'd be nice to be at home again on Saturday.
Yeah, I think everyone's looking forward to getting back home.
And two great games between you both. You never know, you might be meeting each other again in a playoff.
Look, can't rule it out at this stage of the season, you know, but look, there's a lot of football to be played from there to then. We're going to have to show some improvements on tonight if we want to carry on, you know, being in them playoffs. And, you know, where you finish in them playoffs is important as well. So, you know, loads to fight for, loads to play for yet. And like I said, we'll move on quickly.